Hello, hello, hello. How is everybody doing today? This is your boy Kyle.
And I'm Dominique.
And we are Love Variants. Obviously, you know, there's the variant between how she says it and how I say it. So that's just, we're going to keep it moving and keep it grooving and all that good stuff today, good people. How is everybody doing today? Y'all all right? Good. You all right today?
I'm good.
Why are you
it
so
was
good
a great
today?
Day.
It was a horrible day.
It was okay? a wonderful
It started
day.
Out beautifully. You know what I mean? It started out great Halloween.
Stop
the leaves
doing.
Is falling, all that good
you
stuff.
You know, I really don't care about Halloween.
And, you know, the colors of the wind
the fall, yes.
were amazing.
The colors
right?
of the wind?
The colors of the wind. Haven't you've never seen the movie?
Pocahontas?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, boom. Okay, I couldn't even remember where that was from, honestly, but I knew that it popped in my head, so yeah, it is what it is.
But today was a wonderful day.
Horrible.
We got up, you know, we got dressed.
Yes, we did.
You took me to my first Browns game.
I did.
However, it was against my favorite team.
Oh, my gosh.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Here we go, Brownies.
And the atmosphere was
amazing. Fantastic.
I had a lot of people picking on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a guy accidentally bumped into me. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, ew, I touched it. I said, you know, we're contagious. So now
it's
you're
like
Steelers fan.
It's
it is. I had people telling you, you know, I feel so sorry for you, sir. You know, that you have to, you know, put up with this.
Oh,
you know, that
gosh.
You had a lot of sympathy today.
I did. I had a lot of sympathy.
You had a lot of sympathy.
And it was just bad.
So
it was just horrible. I didn't understand what I was supposed to be doing, you know. The house was divided. It was just an awful, awful thing. And, you know, we got through it, though.
We did. It was a great game. I was a little nervous for my boys because y'all came out. It was like they felt the energy from the stadium.
Y'all should have lost.
We should have. But, you know, greater is he that is in
wow.
you.
Wow. Don't bring him in this.
Yes,
don't
God.
Bring him in
I
this.
I was praying the whole time.
Oh, my God. That's
you
probably why
a-
I didn't say nothing. I didn't say a word.
You know, I'm a prayer warrior.
My
you know,
gosh.
My prayers hits the throne.
Oh, my.
Do you understand?
Listen.
But my team won. And you know what I thought was crazy? When y'all are doing good, all of y'all are yelling, screaming. But as soon as them Brownies aren't doing what y'all want them
Listen,
to do.
We dead silent.
They started leaving.
We dead silent.
I was in shock.
Because the Browns have been bad for so long. And right.
Mm-hmm.
Their expectations are for them to be so good.
Okay.
And, you know, you got the Cincinnati Bengals with a second-year quarterback who
mm-hmm.
is doing phenomenal. You know,
yeah.
they're leading the division. Pittsburgh this year is on a down year.
Yeah.
Baltimore is still Baltimore. And then Cleveland was supposed to be, you know, world beaters this year. Mm-hmm. And they just haven't been that.
But y'all are breaking records, though.
I mean, it's okay. It ain't. But we ain't. I mean, it's 4-4. That's mm-hmm. not what you should be after week 8.
Yeah.
We should be 7-1 at least. You know what I mean? That's how everybody feels. But, I mean, it
but
is
it
what
great.
It is.
We rode the rapid down.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
a great experience.
Yeah.
The walk wasn't bad. Like, I thought it was going
to
be.
No, it's great. It's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, it was great. The food was good.
The atmosphere
way
is phenomenal here. Yeah.
I feel like they have way better
yeah.
options than the Indians.
Pittsburgh doesn't have a bad atmosphere either.
Listen, but I'm not as shocked as I thought I would be to see so many Steelers fans.
No, they come.
There.
They come in droves.
And they were deep.
They come
and
in droves.
And I felt like I finally had some support.
That's fine.
I had some support.
I mean, you know, the main thing that everybody was saying about us, though, is that we would have a house divided. And, you know, it's great that we talk about that because the title of our podcast this week is cracked eggs, and you still really don't really know what cracked eggs is. So what I will do is I'll go ahead and pray,
okay.
and then we can dive into what cracked eggs are.
All right, let's do it.
All right, y'all.
And pray for yourself because you're not feeling well. You are under the weather.
I am. You know,
your voice is leaving.
The Brownies messed me up.
You was doing a barking.
I was. I'm a dog. Don't worry about it. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just come thank you for the day. Thank you for the atmosphere that has been set in our home and on the outside of our home. Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to be greater than we were yesterday, to enjoy ourselves and enjoy each other like we haven't actually had the chance to. We thank you for allowing no hurt, harm, or danger to go to happen while we were going to and coming from. We just ask that you continue to keep a hedge of protection around this family as we continue to grow, as we grow as a couple, and you know, as we grow as parents, as we continue to, you know, get this thing moving and grooving the way we should. Lord, we just thank you for every opportunity that you have presented for us to be better than we were the day before, and we ask that these words bless those hearts, minds, and souls as great as and easy as possible as they can, and as much as they can. In your name we pray, amen. All right. So cracked eggs. Right. So your youngest son, our youngest son, Killer Cam, you know, he is the egg cracker.
Yes, he is.
In the family. But it hasn't. Cracked eggs actually isn't about the eggs itself. It's about the inside of the egg.
Okay.
And it's talking about being unevenly yoked.
Okay.
Right? And so a lot of times, you know, even with us right now, our house is divided. Mm-hmm. Right? And because our house is divided as the way that it is, you know, we come off as we are unevenly yoked right now. Okay. Because you got your ways and you got those black and gold terrible tile things. Ooh-wee. And you know me, I'm dog barking, you know, drooling all weekend. Yes, brown and orange. Loving life and how we were supposed to go. But this is being about unevenly yoked. I don't necessarily know if it is as real as it seems to be at times. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just things that you're just not made for that person. And that might be the unevenly yoking of whatever it is. But a lot of times, you know, I heard a thing today and it broke me down, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm probably going to put it on a t-shirt and I'm going to steal it and I'm going to have to give this person a shout out. Okay. But everything that is good ain't God. And I saw it and I was just like, yo, that is just as powerful as possible, because you can be in a relationship and it can be great for you at a moment in time, or you think that you can be doing well at your job or your career or whatever it is in a relationship.
Okay.
But it just not might be of God.
Okay.
And I think that that is so powerful.
So you're saying just because you're like being successful.
Yes.
In that moment.
Yes.
Doesn't mean it's ordained.
Yes, because there's a real big difference between being happy mm-hmm. and having joy.
Okay, yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Happy, when you're just happy, it's just strictly an emotion. Mm-hmm. It's something that can go up and it can go down, it can come and it mm-hmm. can go. But when you have joy, that don't go anywhere.
Unspeakable joy.
It's just one of, it's a feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Happy, for me, more is an adjective than anything.
Okay.
But joy is a verb. It's a feeling. It's an mm-hmm. action. Mm-hmm. It's something of that nature for me. So that's what I think about that.
Okay.
What about you?
I agree with the unequally yoked. Unequally yoked can go to a lot of things.
Okay.
Jobs.
Yeah.
Friends.
Yeah.
Relationships.
Yeah.
Period. Situations. Like, let's talk about it in the business world.
Mm-hmm.
You may have a business idea, but you're sharing it with the wrong person that you're not equally yoked with, that can birth or bring forth that vision.
Yeah.
When it comes to friendships,
mm-hmm.
you could be unequally yoked with someone who can be pulling you down. And their life goals isn't your life goals.
Yeah.
Or the end goal, at least, because everybody has their own different goals. Being in a relationship. You could be dating somebody who isn't for you.
Yeah.
You guys may have a lot of things in common, but that doesn't mean they're meant to be with you or that they're for you.
Yeah.
So that can go, even going to a church, just because the church might bump or you may shout here and there, doesn't mean that church is for you. You could be unequally yoked to that ministry.
Yes. Yes, you can.
So that is that can go in every way possible.
That's real.
So I agree.
Your yoke has to be defined. I think your yoke is defined in the first few moments or few months of a relationship.
Okay.
I think that if you click, you gonna click.
Yeah.
And that goes especially with having, you know, other parts of other yokes that have to go inside of it. You know what I mean? Because then when you have kids that are involved, you got to match their yoke. Yeah. You got to be able to do all of that. Mm-hmm. But in the same sense, man, I also believe that all of it gets cooked at the exact same time. And, you know, sometimes it takes a little longer. Sometimes you got to bite into that egg to understand that, hey, this egg wasn't too good. You know what I mean? And that's how sometimes, you know, like for me, and I'll say this, my previous marriage, you know, I thought everything was good. I thought everything was golden. But, you know, we were good until the point where we weren't.
Okay.
And it wasn't a push to do anything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sooner or later, those eggs just didn't taste the same. Mm-hmm. You know, they just didn't taste right. And so you can, I guess you can, your yolk can spoil in a sense. You know what I mean? It could be the same yolk that you're supposed to have and you think that it is. But if you don't put in that work, that yolk is going to spoil. You don't refrigerate it the right way.
Come on, sir.
You know what I mean? Listen, I'm working because listen, Pastor, she keep putting all these new faces up on the things that I listen. I know it's gonna work its way around to me one of these days, and so I got to get ready with my analogies. You know, yeah. Listen, as somebody that brings the word, your analogies have to be on point.
They do, because
your analogies grab everybody.
Yeah. It makes people think.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You can't just be up there saying whatever.
No, you can't.
You got to be ready.
You got to be ready.
You got to have your stuff together.
You got to be ready. You know, sometimes you got to have your wine and some glasses.
You
got to
stay ready so you ain't got to get ready.
Say it again. Say it again. Come on, man.
You got to stay ready so you ain't got to get ready.
That's just why I'm telling you. I can listen to you all day long.
So, what about cracking those eggs and you get some shell in there?
See, I think you're going to always get some shell in your eggs, right? Uh-uh. And I think, listen, I think that the shell in your eggs is your test. I think the shell in your eggs is how God allows people to go through things. They be like, listen, either you going to listen to me or you ain't.
Let me explain what I mean about when I think of a shell going into an egg.
Okay.
When I started first learning how to crack eggs, I always got shells in there, right? And the hardest thing I felt that I went through once getting the shell in is getting that shell out.
Oh, that's easy for me.
Getting a shell out of a yolk is very slippery.
Yeah.
It slides. It moves. It's like a rolling vein.
You gotta touch it. You gotta touch
it's
it a certain
like a
way.
Rolling vein. Especially somebody like me that has nails and stuff, it's sometimes really hard to get that shell out, right? And so I look at that as you may be on the right path of cracking that egg, right? But things happen.
Okay.
You get, like you said, tests thrown at you.
Mm-hmm.
You get surprises thrown in your eggs.
Okay.
And you get random things, just random. But how are you going to handle that? Are you going to leave it there and know that it can mess up the texture of your egg?
I see where you're going here.
Or are you going to do what it takes to get it out of there so it won't mess up your portion?
See, and getting a shell out of an egg is like calling for God, right? And God will be the bowl, right? Because you know how sometimes you got to take the shell and you got to put it all the way to the bowl.
Yeah, and it slides.
So
it
you got to be able to hit something. And that's God in the midst of something.
Guide you right
you
on
just
back to
have
him.
To guide it. And then you got to
slide it up.
And then pull it on out. And then once you pull it on out, you discard it.
You kind of like flick it off. It's like a little
because once you get the shell in the egg the first or second time, you sooner or later you learn how to crack that egg the right way.
Absolutely.
You ain't gotta get no shells in the
absolutely
eggs anymore.
Hey, we can use Cameron as an example.
Yeah.
When Cameron first asked me to crack an egg, I'm not gonna hit him on no, because you're not about to get all these shells in my eggs. Like, I don't feel like swimming all these, trying to get all these shells out. But the fact that he cracked the egg perfectly. Cameron is the perfect person to crack eggs. So anytime I'm making cornbread, making a cake, anything that requires eggs, and Cameron wants to help, I hand Cameron the carton with confidence, knowing. And that's what God wants to do with us. Mm-hmm. He wants to know that he can give us something confidently and that we will be able to take care of it without extra baggage and extra stuff going into it. Because we also know eggs are very fragile.
Right.
You have to handle eggs with care.
Yeah.
That's why when people shop for eggs, they open up the carton to check their eggs out. Because you don't want to buy some eggs that's already cracked look what? Damaged.
Yes.
They're damaged. And most people don't want eggs because mm-hmm. they're damaged. But rather, it may look damaged on the outside, the yolk is still good on the inside. Mm. So that eggs by itself can go so many different ways.
Sometimes you got to buy the carton that's cracked. I'm not really saying folks go out and buy the carton that's cracked. But cracked eggs, in a sense, is how a relationship goes from one stage to the next, right? Okay. So you said the cracked eggs, they are damaged, right? That mm-hmm. means that egg has come with a certain type of baggage in mm-hmm. it, right? Yeah. And that baggage would be that person, right? And so let's say persistently that you are now bringing somebody else into your fold, right? Okay. You then take that damaged egg and you open it up because at the end of everything else, it's not the outer shell of the relationship or the person inner. That you're going. You're going to the inner. Yeah. No matter what, even if that outer shell is cracked, mm-hmm. that egg, that yolk is still going to be good. Mm-hmm. Now, at the same time, you look at yolk and you look at the a certain type of faith in it as well, right?
Okay.
Have you ever cracked an egg and one yolk was, you know, nice and fluffy and bubbly and it was nice and round and big, right? Mm-hmm. And then you cracked the next egg that was in the exact same basket mm-hmm. and it was a little tiny one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's literally how faith is. That's literally how faith is when it comes to that. Listen, that is not me. That is Jabil. If you want to get into problems, you blame Jabil for sending me some stuff or Luka Doncic right now, because that's what that was. Talking about something on the logo. A three from the logo. We're going to talk to Jabil tomorrow when he comes through. That's all right.
Told you to stop interrupting our podcast.
Yes, he's going to. So let me go ahead and put this on mute real quick. Boom. There we go. Now we ain't got to worry about no other distractions, right? See, that right there is the prime example of a shell and an egg right there. You know, sometimes you got that mist of it and, you know, it's all right. We're going to keep on moving, though. But yes, in the same sense, it's literally how people's faith are. You know what I mean? At the end of the mm-hmm. day, if you add a little bit of milk to that crack, that little small yolk, it's going to spread the exact same way. Mm-hmm. And that's how it is in relationships. Mm-hmm. Everybody doesn't come together the exact same way.
Absolutely.
You don't have the same form or the same fashion of every single thing. Mm-hmm. Some people are going to be in a better state. Some people are going to be in a less state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had to get over some things. Mm-hmm. I had to get over some things.
We both came in cracked.
Yeah. And so, you know, for us to be where we are right now.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing because we took the time to scramble each other up.
Yeah.
And still drop it in the pan.
Add a little
right
milk.
Way.
That milk is the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Add a little milk. The Holy Spirit. Add that in there. Keep God in there.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Put us in a God bowl.
Can you have an unequally yoking in raising your children?
Yes.
Explain.
That's easy. If both parents aren't on the same page, and kids are very smart where they watch the communication of parents. With watching the communication of parents, kids know who they can and can't manipulate.
Yeah.
Right? And so If both parents are on the same page, that kid can be all jacked up.
He can
in a lot of ways. So what I've learned is when before my ex and I got a divorce, we knew how they would try to play us. Mm-hmm. So we got into the, well, what did your mom say? Or what did your father say? Okay, well, let me talk to your dad and I'll get back to you. Or let me talk to your mom and I'll get back to you. Just to cut all that middleman out.
Yeah.
And when they saw that what was going on, they knew they couldn't just play us against each other. And I think that's a very, very important thing to have that. Because kids know. I don't put anything past kids to a certain degree. I don't. Because they watch and they know, well, if I know if I say this to mom, she's probably going to yell at dad. Or if I say this to dad, he's probably going to say whatever and not tell mom. But if when you have that what do they call it? That dynamic front, you know, you can't turn us against each other. You can't play us against each other. Because kids like to do that. They love to do that.
KJ's that kid. KJ's really? That kid. Listen, KJ's that kid. And it came to the point where, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
I didn't mean to. KJ would play the households against each other. You know what I mean? To be able to see what was going on. Mm. And then one day I picked up on it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I picked up on it because I happened to follow his stepfather on Instagram. Right. And I saw KJ just laughing and joking and having a good time. And I was just like, that ain't the same kind of conversation you come over here and you have. Right. And then she had to check him about you, you know, a couple of times. She was just like, you know, you tried to put that, you know, that you ain't my mom in your mind. And she was like, but you call her Mommy Noodle. Mm-hmm. So that means she is, in a sense, your mom. Mm-hmm. You have given her the respect to call her Mommy Noodle now. Mm-hmm. And so now because she's Mommy Noodle, you have to give her that same respect, bro. Mm-hmm. Don't be trying to play. So now it's just be like, yeah. So either you going to go or you going to stay. What you going to do?
Yeah.
But if you go, don't be running in and out my house.
Yeah.
Messing up my water bill. I don't know how that consists of anything, but you know how them old sayings used to be.
Close my door, you let my cool air out.
Yeah.
You let my air out. That is not how that works.
Can't be on the phone when it's raining outside.
No, can't turn the TV on, turn the TV off, put a blanket, put sheets over the mirrors.
Yeah.
Got to sit in the dark and just pray. Pray in the dog family. While it's raining.
Family could be a real big, unequally yoking.
Yeah, that's the ostrich egg.
Yeah,
yeah, them things is huge.
Yeah,
but I feel like especially when it comes to like marriages, you have to give your family only but so much.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep them on a, I won't say leash. I don't like that. Keep them on a string. You only let them in as much as
a need to know basis.
Need to know basis. Yes. I feel like when you start letting too many people in, people have opinions.
Yep.
When you don't follow those opinions, they want to write you off.
Yep.
Family and friends, honestly.
Yeah.
I think it's very important that, especially, I feel like singles have more in common. I feel like dating people that are dating have more in common with other dating people. I feel like engaged people have more in common with engaged people. And I so wholeheartedly. Ooh, okay. Y'all.
That's a stealer in you. I don't know what's going on.
I'm tired. I wholeheartedly believe that married people should hang with married people.
I'm all for that.
Okay, not saying we can't have our friends.
Right.
Because those people have been with us, ups and downs, thick and thin, round and round, whatever, right. Up, down, left, right. However, when you cross that threshold of marriage, I think you should definitely be around other married couples. And like I said, yes, we can have our friends from before. But I think it's only to a certain extent. I'm not going to converse with my single friends about marriage. I can maybe converse with an engaged person about marriage, but not as much, because you don't want to not dampen but spoil or ruin their big thought of marriage. I just think it has its levels. And I do believe once you are married, those single friends do kind of fall off.
Yeah, they do.
Not purposefully, but not saying we don't have anything in common anymore. It's just I can't share as much or do as much concerning you or with you because I have something bigger that I have to protect.
It's a different fellowship.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's huge. It's a different... I even feel like you can talk to divorced people.
Yes.
In those situations. Yes. Because you can learn... that divorced people are like people that lost in the finals or something. You okay. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They could tell you, hey, this is what I did that didn't work out.
Okay.
This is why that didn't work out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And this is why divorced people are like parents trying to tell a kid, hey, I've been through this already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Either you gonna listen to you, hey, one right. of the two things. And that's right. just what it is. That's how I think of, you know, if you gotta reach out to somebody. You got to reach out to somebody that's divorced.
Been
you
there.
Know what I'm saying? But you got to reach to somebody mm-hmm. that's been there before.
Like, I can't speak to somebody who's single, never been married.
Right.
Or I can't speak to somebody who's engaged, never been married or right. divorced, and ask them, well, how do I get through this divorce? They don't know.
Right, right.
They can only guess.
Right.
You know? I want to talk to somebody that's been there, done that, and is doing better.
Right.
Not been there, done that, and still struggling.
Right.
I don't want that.
Right.
Because obviously, whatever you went through, you're not healed from, right. or you not haven't learned from, and you haven't moved on from. I don't want that. I want to talk to people who are successful right. in what they're doing, and have been through things that can encourage me, and can even pray with me on that level or with those certain situations.
It's also difficult at times to have somebody who, let's say that you are in a relationship and that person has gone through something before they got with you,
mm-hmm.
right? And y'all have now gone through the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But one has gone through it a lot longer than the other person did.
That's like us.
You know what I mean? Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
In the sense of, you know, I'm like, all right. Let's move. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it popping.
Let's do it.
And you like, no, man, my band-aid's still on. I haven't been. I'm like, rip it off and let's go. You know what
it'll
I mean?
It'll
heal
up. The oxygen from the air help it heal faster.
I got you. I got yes. you. You know what I mean? And uh-huh. That's just one of those things that can also be very dangerous.
Yeah.
Because if this other person isn't ready to move the same pace as the other one is, mm-hmm. it's going to cause a conundrum between those two.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And either if their love is strong enough
mm-hmm.
or if their feelings are strong enough,
mm-hmm.
then they can get through it. But if it's not, mm-hmm. it's going to derail the entire situation before it gets started.
And if anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, Kyle has been divorced for, 10 years? 9? 10?
Long time. I don't even remember how.
10 years.
I think it's
10. 9?
Maybe 9.
Okay.
Maybe
9. So Kyle's been divorced for 9 years. I have been divorced or separated for over a year. Has been over a year? It'll be over a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when I was coming out of my situation, of course, I was so butthurt. And, like, all jacked up on the inside, dealing with a whole bunch of different emotions.
Right.
And Kyle's like, you'll be all right. You going to come out of it. And I'm looking at him like, shut up. That's because you've been mm-hmm. divorced for centuries.
And those are the exact words that she would use. Like, it's not one of those.
Like, leave me alone.
Exaggerations.
No. And he'll be looking at me like, girl, like, get your life. Like, do you know who you are? But I didn't understand that. And I couldn't grasp that because it was so fresh to me.
Right.
But you, who have been through it and had already healed from yours, where you were able to live a little, you know, figure out what you like, what you don't like. You know, you were able to date, get your feet wet again, and all that. So you had already experienced that freedom after marriage. Whereas me, I'm just now coming out of it, and I'm like, I'm going to die. My life is over. I failed, you know?
Right.
And you were like, no, get up, shake this off. You're going right. to be fine. I'm not about to let you just sit in this. And that's one thing you would not let me do, is just sit in it.
Yeah.
Now, that's different from when I said, when you're feeling the way, sit in it. Feel all those emotions, which I did, but you wouldn't let me stay there.
Right.
There's a difference of sitting in it and learning from it and growing from it, rather than sitting in it, being depressed in it, and dying in it.
Yeah, I wasn't going to allow you to be broken.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think that was the biggest thing. Is that
yeah.
I couldn't let you, and as we are on this egg analogy thing, I wasn't going to let you be surrounded by all broken eggs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like, all right, let me take you out. Let me put you
with something else. You were getting them shells out. You were digging them shells out.
Yeah. It was so much, and it was so, you know, going through that, it can be real time consuming.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to understand who you are again. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because in marriage, a lot of times you lose yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Growing up, being a parent, you lose yourself. You mm-hmm. immediately change the moment that that child comes out. You change the moment that you hear the words, I'm pregnant. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or, hey, I missed this cycle, you know, this month.
Your heart drops.
It's one, because you instantly like, okay, I got to do this. I got to do that. Like my brother had said, we went to go see my dad, and he said the most amazing thing to me. He said, kids will never know exactly who their parents are
hmm.
or who they were
mm-hmm.
because they immediately change.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Before you had Isaiah, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You were a different person. I ain't saying you was out here wilding and being fast.
No, I was a little crazy.
You know what I'm saying? But you were a totally different person.
Yeah.
And as soon as Isaiah came, or he was growing inside of your stomach, you was just like, oh, I got to click. Mm-hmm. I got to change.
Yeah.
The things mommy that I was clicked. Doing, it was totally different. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? That's all kids know, is mommy and daddy mode. They don't know mommy just about to go kicking for about 15 hours. You know what I'm yeah. saying? They don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one of those things that, you know, you just, when you are cracked, your healing is the time for you to find yourself all over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Sitting sometimes in that shell is a good thing. Sometimes you gotta let that shell sit in there for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Because then it floats to the top. And then when it flows to the top, then it's time to pluck that shell out. Mm-hmm. And that's just exactly how it is in the relationships. Sometimes you got to let that stuff fester just a little bit.
Got to sit in it.
So that it can float to the top.
Got to sit in it, but not stay in it.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Because then you got to pluck it.
Not stay in it.
You got to yeah. pluck it. And once you pluck it, you then move on from it.
Yeah.
You can't sit up there and be like, oh, well, you know, yesterday I felt this way. No, mm-hmm. we didn't took it out already.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You said something to me today walking to the stadium. You was like, this is going to be your last time doing this. And it resonated because it was just like, yo, you know, I've never had that mindset that this was the last time I'm going to feel that way.
Yeah.
Or this is the last time this is going to happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, that may be the advice that we give people today. Once you pluck that shell out of your yolk,
mm-hmm.
let that be the last time that specific shell goes into your yolk ever
That's
again.
That's good. Come on, sir. Let that be the last time.
Let that be the last
Let
time.
Let this be the last time.
Come on now.
Let this be the last time.
Come on now.
You allow yourself to be back in that situation.
Okay, I'm with it.
Let that be the last time.
And that goes for everything, people out there we talking to. That goes for finances. That
oh,
goes
yes.
with the people that's around you.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, man, if you, what I want y'all to do is I really want y'all to pray and ask God, hey, I want you to remove everything that ain't for me. And watch him move. Don't try to beg these folks or things to stay around you
yeah.
because then you ain't gonna allow him to move. Let him move in every way that you
watch
possibly want.
Evidence.
And you gonna be like, yo, watch the folks that you was like, I need to get rid of y'all, just leave.
Mm-hmm.
And they gonna leave on their own.
Without drama, without extraness, a peaceful leave.
Yeah, you're going to be like, dog, I ain't heard from you in a long time. You're like, okay, you weren't supposed to.
Right. All right.
You
Lord,
ain't supposed
you,
to.
Yes. No drama, no extraness.
Yeah.
Anything that is not like God.
Yeah, it got to
for
go.
For my life.
It got to go.
It got to go.
It got to go, man, because those things are going to deter you. It's going to give you a different variant in your love. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be like, yo, like having the wrong folks around you mm-hmm. will cause everything to fall.
Yes.
Everything.
Everything.
And you're going to be like, yo, man, I ran into somebody the other day. And he was like, how you doing? And I was like, man, you know, once I got rid of this person, this happened. He was just like, dog. It was just like, I was like, man, sometimes you just got to remove some things out your life. Mm-hmm. You just got to remove things out your life to keep it moving.
Yes. Keep that train checking.
You got to go. You mm-hmm. got to go, you know?
That's good.
Thank
That's
you.
Good.
Thank you.
Look at you. Deacon Kyle, you are
preaching
in
2 weeks.
All right.
Preaching in 2 weeks. All right. You know,
be careful what you speak,
listen,
sir.
Okay.
Because if she call you,
I'm going to be devastated.
So, all right, Nikki Kyle.
No, 2 weeks is the 14th. We ain't gonna be in. We ain't gonna be in town.
So we are gonna right. be in town.
Nah, we gonna be in Columbus in 2 weeks.
No, that's the 13th. We'll be back that night.
Lord, no, I don't know. We got to stay.
We are not. But yes, that's good.
That's good. You
yes,
like that?
That was great. I'm so proud of you, sir.
You know, and what I got to be able to do is by the end of the year, I need to be able to pluck this dingy yellow golden thing that you wear. I got to be able to pluck it out of you.
Boy, if you
I
don't leave
get
me
it
alone,
out. I got to get it out.
I do not bother you about your Dookie Browns. So stop messing with me about my Steelers, okay? My golden Steelers.
Here you go.
No, you started this.
I'm just saying.
No. As you got this mess of a hat
yes,
laying right here.
Yes, it's beautiful. Oh, it's such a great
You won't
hat.
Be able to find it by morning.
I'm wearing it to bed.
You ain't going to find it by the morning.
I'm going to wear it to bed.
So, people, take this week to figure out what's the shells in your yolk.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Take
Ooh, is that
week.
Your dose for the
yes.
day? That's your prescription?
That's my prescription.
Ooh.
Take this week and figure out what are the shells in your yolk and ask God to give you the strength to start plucking them out.
Oh, boy, dear. You bringing something special right now, okay?
I'm for real.
All right. So my kaleidoscopic word. That's it. Like it, yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, you like it?
I like
you
it. Like I it. Love
you
it.
You like it. We said it earlier, or I said it earlier, but I think it hits so much that I got to bring it back full
okay,
go.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to will it back in.
Everything that's good ain't God. Mm. It's so great. It's so great. Like, I really need y'all to sit down
and let that fester.
Stop and just be like, yo, man. Is this? Because if you got to question it, it ain't of God. Mm. You just go no,
mm-hmm.
and that's you know that's the kaleidoscopic word of the day. You okay. know what I'm saying? That's how we
I
go.
See you.
That's what we gonna do. Yeah.
Yes, that's good.
What we gonna
that's
do.
Good.
So, how you feeling today? You all right?
I'm great. My team won. I'm doing a podcast with my boo.
My boo. Yes, I'm him.
My boo.
Yes, you're going to sing on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I really feel that this episode is going to release some things.
Yeah.
Break some things up.
Yeah.
People are going to get understanding
yeah.
from this podcast. And something is already shifting in the minds and the spirits of people who are listening right now.
I love it. I love it.
They already know. God is already giving them understanding in those areas.
Listen, this week is going to be phenomenal for a lot of people, mm-hmm. right? But I don't want you to I don't want you to think that because of the phenomena that's happening in your life, that it's going to be easy, right? That's mm-hmm. the biggest misconception and variant when it comes to people thinking that once I'm in love or once I'm happy that it's just going to be a bed of roses.
Oh, no.
It's not. Mm-mm. It's not. And it's okay that it's not. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what we're doing is we're trying to help you understand what it is and what it's going to be, and that it's okay for it not to be okay. Mm-hmm. Because what that thing is going to do is going to make you stronger as the days go on.
Yeah.
And it's going to allow you to talk to somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the stuff that we go through in life ain't for us. It's to be able to talk to somebody else about what they doing.
You know, that's my favorite.
That's your thing.
I stand firm on that. We don't go through things in life for our own personal gain.
Right.
We definitely go through things in life to be able to bless someone else, encourage someone else, and speak life into someone else. Because there's somebody, no matter how hard you think your life is at that moment, or you may think what you're going through is just unbearable.
Yeah.
There is somebody out there who's going through 100 times worse than what you're going through and is in way deeper than you could ever imagine yeah. or handle. And my favorite thing is God is never, ever, ever, ever going to give us more than we can bear.
Yeah.
Sometimes I be feeling my knees buckle like, all right, Lord.
Right.
This is getting a little heavy on me.
Right.
However, He's made strong in our weakness. He is our strength. He's right. our peace. He's our comfort. He's our answered prayer. Everything we need, God is. So why not go to him? Why not go to the throne and ask him for that strength? Ask him for that understanding. Ask him for that peace. Ask him for whatever we need him to be. You need a lawyer? He's your lawyer. You need a doctor? He's your doctor. But did he give us people as like life coaches and therapists and doctors? Absolutely. So ask him, what is it that he wants you to do in that certain situation? How does he want you to move? I told you, I'm in a place now where I'm like, Lord, whatever you want, I'll do. Even today, I was praying, all right, Lord, if it's meant for us to win today, we're going to win. But if not, we're not. I'm just saying, that's how I am with God right now. Everything I do, I want his approval.
Mm.
Every move I make, I want his approval. If it ain't God, I don't want it. Mm. If I don't even see the evidence, a little bit of evidence of Christ, I don't want it. Because I want to make sure that my life is 100,000,000% God. When somebody sees me, I don't want them to just see Dom. I want them to see God. And that's even in my career with doing nails. I was able to speak over one of my clients, and it came so left field. Like, I knew a little bit of what she was going through, but for God to just hit me with a ton of bricks and said, say this, I was nervous because I never want to speak on my behalf.
Right.
But when I speak, and if I say God said, I want to make sure. I'm like literally going back and forth with God in my mind. Like, are you sure? Is this what I'm supposed to do? And I was. I felt his presence come over me so strong. Like, I was literally like goosebumps. Like, I could see the hair standing on my arms. That's how strong
wow.
his word came over me. His voice, his spirit came over me in that moment. And that's where I am right now. If it ain't God, I don't want it.
I'm with it.
So, take this time. Like I said earlier, forgot to show you what your shells are, and ask him to help you lean on him just so you can slide it on up and get it out of there.
Pluck it.
Pluck it.
Pluck it away. Pluck it away.
Pluck it and away. Be free.
So listen, man, you know, as we close, we love you all. You yes. know, we appreciate you all. As always, like, subscribe, share, tell everybody. Everybody you can think of, tell them. Because somebody going to know. Somebody going to need it. Somebody is going to be touched.
Yes.
And then they going to touch. You know, it's going to be a rabbit hole of touching. Yes. In that, you know, mm-hmm. in that sense. You know what I mean?
Domino effect.
Yes, there it is.
I got you.
Boom, boom, boom. you know, everybody, we are Love Variants.
L-O-V-E-V-A-R-I-A-N-T-S.
You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter and lovevariance@gmail.com. Sorry about my voice. I was yelling all day. So,
and barking. You know,
yes, yes, yes.
Uncontrollably.
But we'll be back, you know. And like I said, we love you. This is supposed to be our last episode of the season.
Oh, is it?
It is, but it might not be. I think we rolling. I think we just now getting in the groove of
stuff.
I think
it should be.
So, okay.
Well, maybe, I think this should maybe be our last episode. We're going to come back. We're going to give y'all about a 3-week break.
Okay.
And give ourselves a break.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because y'all have no idea how half open our eyes are recording these podcasts.
Oh my gosh. Listen, I'm wide awake. I ain't know what you're talking about. But as always, like I said, we love y'all. We thank you all for listening. We thank y'all for riding with us.
Absolutely.
Through this first season. And then we're going to come back. It may not be 3 weeks. It may only be 2 because I don't want to wait that long. But yeah, you know, but we're gonna figure that out. We're gonna figure that out. All right, y'all. We love you. Peace.
May his favor be upon you for 1,000 generations. Mm. That your family and your children and their children be blessed.
Mm.
And we out.
Bye.
Bye.